Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Ambush of the Mountain Man by William W. Johnstone, narrated by Jack Garrett. This book is copyrighted 2003 by William W. Johnstone. This recording is copyrighted 2004 by Recorded Books. Smoke Jensen never wanted to kill, but fate had other plans, and the Mountain Man has left plenty of blood, tears, and fury in his wake. And now, Angus MacDougall, the father of one of Smoke's victims, wants revenge. And now, Ambush of the Mountain Man.
Chapter 1. Smoke Jensen and his friends Cal, Pearly, and Lewis Longmont turned their horses' heads south and rode out of the town of Noyes, Minnesota. They rode slumped in their saddles, dog-tired after the months they'd spent in Canada working for William Cornelius Van Horn. Cal, still excited about the adventures they'd had and the unforgettable scenery of the northern Rocky Mountains, jabbered on and on about how he wished he'd been born in the days of the mountain men. Lewis and Smoke just looked at each other and smiled, for they knew those days hadn't been nearly as romantic as they'd sounded in the stories Cal had heard round the campfire from Beartooth and Red Bingham and Bobcat Bill. Of course, they weren't about to tell the young'un that and ruin his ideas about the good old days. They rode on for about 2 miles until they came to the railroad station that was their goal. As they reined in their mounts in front of the station master's office, Lewis stretched and observed, "That was very nice of Bill Van..."